Good evening. This is Akashvani, and I am Ashok Ojha with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Pamban Vertical Lift Sea Bridge and lays foundation for 8,300 crore rupees worth rail and road projects in Tamil Nadu. Prime Minister Modi says government has made dedicated efforts to strengthen infrastructure to connect all four corners of the country. President Draupadi Murmu leaves on two-nation visit to Portugal and Slovakia. Sand artist Sudarshan Patnaik becomes first Indian to receive the prestigious Fred Darrington Sandmaster Award in Dorset, England. IMD forecasts heatwave conditions over northwest India during next 4 to 5 days. And an IPL cricket match between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Gujarat Titans underway in Hyderabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in the past 10 years, the government had taken several measures to strengthen infrastructure to connect all the four corners of the country. The Prime Minister was addressing a public meeting in Rameshwaram after inaugurating the Pamban Vertical Lift Sea Bridge and laying foundation stone for 8,300 crore rupees worth rail and road projects in Tamil Nadu. He said that the development of Tamil Nadu contributes to the development of the nation.
विकसित भारत के सफर में तमिलनाडु का बहुत बड़ा रोल है मैं मानता हूं तमिलनाडु का सामर्थ्य जितना ज्यादा बढ़ेगा भारत की ग्रोथ उतनी ही तेज होगी बीते दशक में तमिलनाडु के विकास के लिए 2014 से पहले की तुलना में तीन गुना ज्यादा पैसा सेंटर से दिया गया है
Calling the vertical lift sea bridge as a 20th century wonder, he congratulated the engineers engaged in the project, which will boost the ease of doing business, trade, tourism, and provide jobs for the people. The Prime Minister said it was a precious moment to offer prayers at the ancient Rameshwaram temple and hand over the project on this day. Calling the projects as a gift on Ram Navami, he recalled the mention of Lord Rama in Sangam literature.
I feel blessed that I could pray at the Ramana Swami temple today. On this special day, I got the opportunity to hand over development project worth 8,300 crore rupees. These rail and road projects will boost connectivity in Tamil Nadu.
The Prime Minister in his speech mentioned former President Abdul Kalam, who was born in Rameshwaram, and said that his life showed how science connected with spirituality. Mr. Modi also emphasized the significance of ancient Tamil culture and language. He appealed to the state government to permit medical students to study in their mother tongue.
देश भर में कई राज्यों ने मातृभाषा में डॉक्टरी की शिक्षा आरंभ की है. मैं भी तमिलनाडु सरकार से आग्रह करूंगा कि वे तमिल भाषा में डॉक्टरी के कोर्सेज चालू करें ताकि गरीब मां के बेटे बेटी भी डॉक्टर बन सके
मिस्टर मोदी सेड दैट ड्यू टू द एफर्ट्स ऑफ द सेंटर इन द पास्ट 10 इयर्स 3,700 fishermen were freed from Sri Lankan prisons and more than 600 fishermen were freed from Sri Lankan prisons this year alone. President Draupadi Murmu has given her assent to the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, which was passed by Parliament this week. After the presidential assent, it has become a law. The legislation was passed in the Lok Sabha on Thursday with 288 members in favour and 232 against it, while the Rajya Sabha passed the bill on Friday with 128 members voting in favour and 95 opposing it. President of India, Draupadi Murmu, today departed for London. I beg your pardon, for Lisbon, the first leg of a two-nation state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. During her visit to Portugal, President Murmu will meet and hold delegation-level talks with her counterpart, President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Portugal's Prime Minister, Luís Montenegro, and the President of the National Assembly, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. In Slovakia, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Prime Minister Robert Fico.
The President's visit to Portugal is taking place after a gap of 27 years and comes as India and Portugal are celebrating 50 years of diplomatic relations. India and Portugal share historic and friendly bilateral ties which have evolved over the years into a modern and dynamic partnership. The visit will provide further impetus to India's growing relations with Portugal. Her Slovakia visit will be the first visit of the President of India in 29 years. The state visit by President will provide an opportunity to further strengthen and broaden bilateral relations of India with Portugal and Slovakia and will also strengthen India and EU relationship. With report of Pooja P. Vardhan, this is Reshma Tiwari, Akashvani News.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that the spirit of the Indian Constitution is to treat all citizens equally, provide equal opportunities and integrate the marginalized and backward sections of society into the mainstream of progress. Mr. Birla stated this while addressing the 150th Assembly of Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, on the theme Parliamentary Action for Social Development and Justice at Tashkent in Uzbekistan today. Mr. Birla mentioned that by replacing the Indian Penal Code with the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanghita, India has established the primacy of justice.
भारत की संसद ने हाल ही के वर्षों में ऐसे अनेक विधेयक पारित किए हैं जो सामाजिक न्याय एवं सुरक्षा तथा सभी वर्गों के समावेशन को बढ़ावा देते हैं. साथ ही भारतीय दंड संहिता को भारतीय न्याय संहिता में प्रतिस्थापित कर हमने न्याय की प्राथमिकता को स्थापित किया है.
बीजेपी नेशनल प्रेसिडेंट जगत प्रकाश नड्डा टुडे सेड that the BJP has never compromised with its ideology for power and position. Addressing the party workers at BJP headquarters in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that the party's ideology is affiliated to the Indian tradition and culture. He added that BJP is also a cadre-based and mass-based party committed to inclusive and humanistic growth, which has led it to become the world's largest political party. Former Kerala Minister M.A. Baby has been elected as the 6th General Secretary of the CPIM at the 24th Party Conference, which concluded at Madurai in Tamil Nadu today. Mr. Baby, along with 18 Politburo members, was elected to the party's top post at the first meeting of the CPIM Central Committee. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more news, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Renowned Indian sand artist Sudarshan Patnaik has become the first Indian to receive the prestigious Fred Darrington Sandmaster Award for his outstanding contributions to sand art. The award was presented during the Sand World 2025 International Sand Art Festival in Dorset, England. To mark the occasion, Patnaik created a 10-feet-high sculpture of Lord Ganesha carrying the message of world peace. The award holds special significance this year as it commemorates the 100th birth anniversary of legendary British sculptor Fred Darrington. A report.
Sudarshan Patnaik, a Padma Shri awardee from Odisha, has participated in over 65 international sand art festivals and championships. His work, often blending spiritual themes with social messages, has earned him widespread recognition, but the Weymouth Award marks a new high. The Sand World exhibition at Lord Moore Park, known for its massive detailed sand sculptures created using just sand and water, and features works from artists across the world. But this year, it's a message from India, carved in sand and rooted in peace, that's leaving the deepest impression. Anita Anand, Akashvani News.
In Punjab, senior farmer leader Jagjit Singh Dalewal has ended his fast at Fatehgarh Sahib today. He announced that he would end his fast but would continue leading the farmers' movement with renewed strength. He was on fast since November 2024 to get farmers' demand met, including of legal guarantee on MSP. Ram Navami is being celebrated with religious fervor and enthusiasm in different parts of the country today. The festival marks the birth of Lord Rama, the seventh incarnation of Lord Vishnu. In Ayodhya, people are celebrating Ram Navami with enthusiasm. Special rituals are being performed at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple on the occasion of Ram Navami in Ramnagari. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have wished all the countrymen on the holy festival. In Delhi, it is also being celebrated with full devotion and enthusiasm. On this occasion, devotees thronged various temples and offered prayers. Shobha yatras were also taken out in different parts of the city. In Jharkhand, mass processions and grand tableau with artists decked up as Lord Rama, Lord Hanuman and Mata Sita are being taken out with great pomp and show. People are flocking for martial arts shows carried out in various akharas. More from our correspondent.
With swords and sticks in little hands, the Ram Navami procession carried out in Ranchi reverberates with the chants of Jai Shri Ram and Jai Hanuman. Grand tablet with artists decked up as Lord Ram, Lord Hanuman and Mata Sita are being displayed while people are flocking to see the martial arts shows carried out in various akharas. The famous Ram Navami procession with horses and chariots carried out in Hazaribagh district witnessed sword fighting and stick stunts by the young girls of Arsh Kanya Gurukul. People flocked from their houses and were thrilled to see the little ones playing drums and chanting the name of Lord Shri Ram. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
Union Minister of Home Affairs Amit Shah today participated in a religious function in Pauta, located in Kotputli Bay Road district in Rajasthan. He took part in the completion of the 108 Kundiya Rudra Mahamrityunjay Mahayagya organized at the Tapostali of Yogi Baba Balnath in Bavri. He said that Baba Balnath worked for public welfare, service to animals and birds, environmental protection and social harmony, a legacy that his followers continue to uphold. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions over Gujarat, Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Punjab during the next 4 to 5 days. It forecasts gradual rise in maximum temperatures by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over many parts of northwest India, Maharashtra and South Peninsula during the next 4 days and fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius during subsequent 3 days. More from our correspondent.
According to the IMD, maximum temperatures will rise by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over northwest India, central India, South Peninsula India and Maharashtra. Meanwhile, a fresh spell of rainfall along with thunderstorm and lightning will likely be over East India till the 10th of this month. Heavy rainfall is predicted over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahi today. The weather agency has also forecast light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds of speed up to 50 km per hour over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Karnataka as well as over East and Northeast India during the next 5 days. Similar weather conditions are also expected over Andaman and Nicobar Islands during the next 6 to 7 days. Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad have set a victory target of 153 runs for Gujarat Titans at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad. Sent in to bat first, Sunrisers made 152 runs for 8 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs. For Gujarat, Mohammad Siraj picked up 4 wickets while Sai Kishore and Prasidh Krishna took 2 wickets each. Sunrisers have lost 3 consecutive games and found themselves at the bottom of the table. Gujarat, on the other hand, are in good form, having won 2 consecutive games in IPL 2025. And now before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Pamban Vertical Lift Sea Bridge and lays foundation stone for 8,300 crore rupees worth rail and road projects in Tamil Nadu. Prime Minister Modi says government has made dedicated efforts to strengthen infrastructure to connect all 4 corners of the country. President Draupadi Murmu leaves on 2-nation visit to Portugal and Slovakia. Sand artist Sudarshan Patnaik becomes the first Indian to receive the prestigious Fred Darrington Sand Master Award in Dorset, England. IMD forecasts heat wave conditions over northwest India during the next 4 to 5 days. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad set a victory target of 153 runs for Gujarat Titans in Hyderabad. For details of these stories and more news, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that's all in the news at 9 tonight. Good night.